apply.
Whoops! Hawaii's governor says he can't find Obama's birth certificate. This is what happens when you open up Pandora's box. After all, he was the one who lifted the lid. Be careful what you wish for. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We're going to take you to Washington and talk about what's shaking in and along the Beltway. There's always a lot of things going in and along the Beltway. And we're going to actually be there. Next week, we're taking the show to Washington, D.C. What do you think we're going to be talking about? Healthcare. And to be fair, what we're doing is we're going to give you all sides of this sucker. We're going to talk to the people who say, listen, hands off this healthcare law. You don't understand this, 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 and this. If you could see me, I basically pointed to five different fingers. And then the reasons why healthcare is going to kill us. It's killing jobs, killing small businesses, and ultimately forced healthcare. What's that about? So we're going to give you all shades of this baby. And I always say that at the top of the show. I don't care what your stripes are. If you've got something tattooed on your back and it says conservative or liberal or whatever it is, you know that you're always invited to this party to throw in your two cents. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's what's so funny to me about Fox and how sometimes Fox gets beat up. I understand why someone on the left would go after Fox, and you see the ratings, of course, that Fox is getting. But if you really watched Sean Hannity, if you really watched Bill O'Reilly, guess what? They have liberal point of views on their show. That's part of the fun. That's what it's supposed to be about, entertainment. So they have different points of view. It's just like Bill Maher, if you ever watch his show on HBO, and that's back. And, you know, Bill Maher might be left of left and a bleeding heart liberal, but he does always include a conservative point of view on his panel. And a lot of times he agrees with them or he likes their presentation and then chops their legs off. But you get what I'm saying. So everybody's invited to talk on this show. I'm putting it out there, okay? Speaking of talking, there is a lot of talk in the Beltway about China. And that makes sense because you got Jintao in town, of course, the president of China. And the conversation is over dough. It's over money. You know that. Behind the scenes, the major, major thing is money. So a poll was put out by the Pew folks, and the number was interesting that they came up with. How many people listening to me see China as an adversary? Or do you see China as a friend? Which is it? Friend, adversary. Remember that old saying about keeping your enemies close, but your friends just even a little bit closer? Sun Tzu, The Art of War. So here's the scoop. 65%, I read this today in the Wall Street Journal, 65% say that China is still our adversary, or they view China as our adversary. The Obama administration is pushing China to make some big investments and do some joint ventures to demonstrate we are friends. We've got some achievements that we can show off. And in fact, Tuesday was about that. A bunch of energy-related stuff that was announced by business people to show the upside of working together. You think there's an upside to working with the Chinese? You know, I've said this before. I defy anyone to go through an entire day where you've been out shopping. I mean, if you're in a farm, you're living on the farm, and you're not going anywhere for days on end, you're holed up, in other words, that doesn't count. Where you don't turn something over and it's made in China. I mean, how much do you turn over that's made in China? Every single day. We just packed up Christmas ornaments. How many people did that? And you look at the, you know, you go to various places on your travels and you pick up the little trinkets. And one of the things that I do is just kind of fun is to get Christmas ornaments. But then I started to really look closely at the Christmas ornament from Denmark and the Christmas ornament from Mexico and realized they're made in China. They're made in China. There's a tag underneath this that says it's made in China. So the survey says that Americans don't, or Americans want to build a stronger relationship with China. The ones who want to build a stronger relationship, 58%. But 65%, the number I said before, see China as an adversary or a serious problem. Do you see China as a serious problem? Well, I can tell you this. If you see China as a serious problem, that's fine. But that serious problem is going to stick around because there's some money that would have to be paid back that we don't have. And it's a lot of money. And for the Chinese, there may be threats, but they're not going to lay the hammer down on the U.S. because it's not to their advantage to do that at this point. I think what's scary is that China is advancing rapidly beyond America. I mean, rapidly. They are kicking our butts when it comes to certain aspects of technology. You see science and math, the kids in China, that's where they push them, focus on that, and really drill down, drill deep to get the smartest and the best and the amount of people, of course. So you start to run the numbers and they're really killing the U.S. kids in that department. Not all, but there's enough that I think there should be some concerns. I said this jokingly, but, you know, of all the things that we're talking about, who knows? I could wake up one day. People are worried about the government. Whoa, what if something happens? Ah, martial law, look out the window. Too many rights are being taken away. And I'm one of those people that I don't want to see the rights go away either. But I'll tell you what I would be worried about is how much guard is let down with this voluntary military that we have and all the money that's being taken away and then the START treaty and what happened with Russia and everything else. And at what point do we look up and suddenly, oh, I better learn how to speak Chinese? Now, I'm making a little bit of a joke, but maybe it's not such a joke anymore. Can we really coexist and still thrive and survive in the United States of America if we continue to buy things that are made in China? If you look around your house and 80% of what you're getting is made in China, what are we making in America? Who are we supporting in America? I'm just saying. What do you think? 800-259-5791. I'll talk with you on the flip side.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throat. throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to America. Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're stacking them up, so let's head out to the phones. Dan in Texas, you've got the floor, my friend. How are you?
Well, thank you, Madam President. I'd take my headphones off.
All right. I thought you perhaps you were like the UN and you were listening to two different versions of me. First the Chinese version and now this in English.
Oh, no, no, darling. I give you nothing but the best kudos possible. And kudos to Matt there in Frostbite Falls, 9-degree temperature. He does a fantastic job, and I really respect the young man.
He does.
Okay. Now, the reason that your little governor of Hawaii can't find that birth certificate, he's looking in the wrong place. He needs to go to Mombasa, Kenya, and find the dead doctor and his relatives that can tell him about Mr. Obama. He has a grandmother that's still alive there and a brother named George Obama that lives in a hut over there. But no investigative reporter like you used to be when you cut your teeth getting into the journalism business
right.
will take up the cause and go and investigate this. This man is a usurper. He's not an American citizen. He had no right being a senator. He had no right being running as president. He needs to be tried for treason for the crimes he's committed against this nation, trying to destroy our oil industry, our coal industry, and all of our other industries. This dog and pony show that he ran out today was a pure joke. And as far as I'm concerned, we are going to go down the tubes if we don't get rid of this clown.
Well, here's what I think, Dan. I think, obviously, we know you are just pounding Obama on all ends. And I think this Hawaii governor Abercrombie really screwed the pooch on this one because he's the one that started this in the first place. And he suggested that that long-form hospital-generated birth certificate might not even exist in the records that the Hawaii Department of Health has. So he told the newspaper that he was searching and he was desperate to find this definitive records that would prove he was born there because the continuing eligibility controversy and the way you describe it will probably hurt his chances of re-election in 2012. And he can thank Abercrombie for that because he's carrying this torch unknowingly. Unknowingly he's doing that. He's stirring up controversy.
They will come out with a birth certificate. It's all in the works right now, and it'll be very, very professional looking. Chris Matthews has already set the program, saying that he wants it out there. He's part of the Democratic little clique. The news media that you once was a part of as far as an investigative reporter is no more. People that did the hardcore news is all now sycophants. They might as well be card-carrying members of the Democratic Party. We should call them the Ministries of Propaganda because that's all they are, is mouthpieces for the Obama administration. This man is a disgrace, and the Democrats that have perpetrated this crime against America should be all sacked.
Why do you think the Hannitys and the O'Reillys and those guys stay away from this?
Because they have no conclusive proof.
Right, exactly. That's the problem with this. The problem is we have to have conclusive
proof.
Where's
the conclusive proof that he was an American citizen? Where's the conclusive proof of his grades when he was in college? They all claim he's the smartest guy and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This guy is nothing more than a C-average student if he was at that. Everything he was given was from his left-wing professors that graduated him along and touted him as the man of the future. This guy is affirmative action all the way as far as a president. And if you say anything about him at all, you're considered a racist. Well, that's a crock of crap. I used to have a black girlfriend, wanted to marry her in the whole damn yard. Mm. And there's not a racist
I agree.
In my
I agree
body.
With that. I agree with that. It shouldn't be. You should be able, you know, the thing that I love about living here, and you agree with me on this, is that we can criticize the president, whoever the president is, and that's our right because we have freedom of speech. And you're right. You have to tiptoe around things for some reason because people automatically will throw that out at you and say, oh, that's why you're going after him. And what I would say is, would you vote for a qualified black man?
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
Exactly. All right,
okay,
thanks,
look,
Dan.
I'm going to let you go. Bye, babe.
Bye-bye. All right, so to clear that up, ooh, Dan, he was on fire. He's on fire when it comes to Obama. He will not cut Obama any slack whatsoever. 800-259-5791. My point is to the thing with the birth certificate is Abercrombie is playing on the same team. He's a Democrat, and he has opened up this controversy, and he continues to make it worse. I got to think he's getting a call from someone in the White House telling him to shut up because what Abercrombie is saying is now what happened, he was interviewed in Honolulu. And what he is saying is, and by the way, we tried to get the governor to come on the show and they didn't return our phone calls. I'm sure there are a lot of people that have called Hawaii requesting a similar thing. So here's the scoop. He opened up the can of worms. He opened it up. He did. And now what the reporter said, and it was a good question, he said, look, you know, you stirred up a lot of controversy with your comments regarding birthers and your plan to release more information regarding President Obama's birth certificate. How's that coming? And he said that there's going to be political implications for the next presidential election that we can't have. So he's still intent on producing more birth records that he says he's going to find in the records vault, and told the newspaper there was a recording of the Obama birth in the state archives that he wants to make public. Then he's got to do that now. He's the one who put this in play more than anyone. Whew. Lou in Missouri, your shot. What's going on, Lou?
Not much. You know, you're talking about the birther thing and all that. You know, I'm not as concerned as a lot of people are. One of the things I'm concerned about is pre-existing conditions on the Obamacare. I mean, what's going on with that? Are people going to be covered? And what do doctors think about Obamacare? That's my question. Thank you.
You know what? That's a great question. Thanks, Lou. And we're going to be talking a bit more about that next week, all sides of that. The doctors that I've talked to, frankly, don't like it. They don't like what's going to happen to their, they believe, to some of their private practices. And some of them, I know two doctors that are bailing in the next year, good doctors that have plenty of patients, but don't want to go through the rigmarole that they have to go through with the new regulations. And the other question, what was the other thing you said? Oh, well, how do doctors feel about it? And pre-existing conditions. In the current law, that's what I said. The thing that I think is good that would be, that should still stick, because everybody agrees there should be some kind of health care reform. It's not that. It's that the things that were included in there, some of them make no sense. So one of the things that made great sense was the pre-existing conditions, because people, especially in this world now, you don't stay in the same job. I mean, probably some of us would love to stay in the same job, but that's not the way it works. You're moving from spot to spot. You get something you've paid in your whole life. Everything's fine. They see something on an X-ray and you're toast, because now you're going off to this new job. You've got this pre-existing condition and you fell through the cracks and it wasn't covered. How many times has that happened to somebody or children, children or adults? That was one, like I said, that was one of the good things that was part of healthcare. But I believe most of the Republicans, that when they would talk about some of what was in healthcare, I think they supported that. I don't think there was a problem with that. You know, I contend that it's the competition. If there were more competition in healthcare, then this, some of the things that we're talking about wouldn't be an issue. If they would erase the state lines, but I don't see that happening. Will we see a complete rework of healthcare? That's what I think is going to happen. You might have some of the things that still stay, but is there going to be compromise? And I believe that was the setup all the way along. We're gonna get this through. So we've got health care, and then we're gonna pick things out. That's what I think happens. And it affects every single one of us. It affects every single one of us in some way. You own a small business, you're doing okay. You're trying to provide health care, good luck. Especially if it's really small business, you can't afford it. Probably can't afford it. All right, and I know a lot of you still want to comment, and we're going to get to all your comments, I promise. But let me throw out the number again, 1-800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'll meet all of yous in just a few. Stay with us.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Next week, we head off to D.C., and by my count, we're talking to a senior health policy analyst, the national policy director for the Small Business Majority. We're talking to a healthcare lobbyist. We're talking to all kinds of people about healthcare, and we know that this is front and center what's on a lot of people's minds. And of course it is, because as I just mentioned, it is the common denominator among all of us. Let's head out to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Kate, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I wanted you to know on the lighter side that my campaign to send an old fart to Australia with Kate is well underway. And we still need some loving out here, you know.
Okay.
Eagles 90, Packers 2. So,
yeah, thank you.
The more serious note, as I always say, the gentleman in Texas kind of right on said it all. We have so much hypocrisy going on now. All of a sudden, we want to have these love-ins up in Congress. We want everybody to sit together. And it had nothing to do with Ms. Giffords getting shot. We had a nut that shot her. And then one of her supporters gets up, as I understand it, at a tea party. or at a Tea Party representative and has a picture of him or her and says you're dead.
Right.
You know, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and this is a guy, too, that was shot in that Safeway. It's crazy. I know.
And we have a sheriff down there. The Congress lady wasn't even in surgery, and he was already after talk radio. This has just gone beyond. We're doing all this stuff in Congress now, talking about civil discourse and all that. It has nothing to do with the nut shooting a congressman. And when they're behind the eight ball and they realize that the people don't want what they voted for, and they've thrown them out in 2010, now it's bad radio talk. More conservative talk radio is at fault.
Sure.
Gosh,
ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There was no call to action, as you would say. There was no call to action, of course. It's just a crazy stretch, and it was a waste of airspace for an entire week to go through that finger-pointing nonsense that made no sense whatsoever, that 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner was absolutely not motivated by that conversation, by any political conversation.
Well, but they're still trying to dig it up.
I know.
They're down there still trying to find something to connect him to Sarah Palin or Michelle Bachmann or somebody. That's
right.
The tragedy of this event. We need to get on to more important things, like the gentleman from Missouri. Are we going to cover pre-existing conditions in the health care? That most people want to keep. That's the kind of discussions we ought to be having now.
Right.
And that's a good idea, by the way. I think both sides would agree to that. But now we're talking about civil discourse and it makes you sick.
Yeah, it's a distraction as to what should really be improving this is the deal. Then improve the new health care law.
Right.
Okay, if that's what the president wants to do, then let's do it. Let's do that. Let's make sure that people aren't denied coverage. That's one thing that I would agree on that. That is part of it. We all agree on that. But all the other stuff, no.
Yeah, Kate, it's going to cost some money. We know that.
Right.
They're going to raise rates a little bit.
Right.
If that's what we want, let's go for it. Let's work together and get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, one final thing. This governor in Hawaii, has that guy completely lost his mind? Why is he bringing this up now?
I don't know. If I were the Obama administration, I'd be all over him. I'd be like, would you shut up? Why are you doing this?
He just opens this up to more speculation.
Exactly, right? And more of the birther conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, I've run out of gas. I've had my say.
I love that. You're a great caller, Dale. Take care, brother. I wish you well in that quest to join us in Australia. What are tickets running to Australia? A gazillion dollars? Ooh, speaking of that, the people in Australia are getting, thank goodness, a lot of donations to help clean up the mess in Queensland and those other areas, Brisbane and whatnot, because of the floods and how many weeks they were slammed with those high waters and now the receding waters. It's terrible when you see the pictures. 800-259-5791. Layman is listening to us in Tennessee. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Thanks for hanging. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to get a bad connection, but what I wanted to come in with, the man he had to say about the president.
Yeah.
And it's true what he's saying, but also the people need to realize that there are more people involved in what actually has taken place with the administration as of today. Now, the elite are mostly the ones that also are responsible for the way things are going in the world today. It doesn't really have anything to do with the president, quote, by himself. I agree with what the other man said, but it's a bigger picture than that. And for the most part, our fate is already drawn up for us. We got to learn how to stick together, and we all have to become colorblind And if we don't, we're going to all sink in the Titanic. You know, they said the Titanic, well, it's gonna never going to sink.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a hole in it. Certain people knew it had a hole in it. Certain people didn't. And they kept on saying it's not going to sink. But for the most part, we got to learn how to stick together. If we don't stick together, we're going to fall for anything. And if we fall for anything, we won't stand for nothing. So I just want to put that out there, and I want to see what all the people have to comment according to that. And I thank you for letting me talk. My name is Layman.
Layman, thanks for the call. Stick together, of course, yes. Power in numbers. I say that all the time. If you don't like what's happening, the bigger you become at the grassroots effort, the bigger you become, the more watchdogs there are out there. You can never have enough of that. The better things fall out, I think, for us in the United States. Because when nobody's minding the store, what happens? You get ripped off. And it's the same thing with government. Remember, power corrupts, and it's a government of we the people. That's what it's about. That's what the Declaration of Independence was all about. So you're electing people to represent you wherever it is you live. If you're like Layman, you live in Tennessee or Dale in Illinois, or any of us in Texas, in Minnesota, in Connecticut, in Vermont, it's so critical. What happens is, and I hate to use this word because so many people use this word, I hate it. I hate the analogy, but I'm going to go there anyway. People are so distracted in their world that they don't get involved until it's too late. Our government, to me, the biggest problem in Washington is the lack of action, and it's always about reaction. It's always about reaction to whatever has happened. Oh, yeah, that's right. We've been spending. Oh, ooh. Is it really that high? We're talking about, what, $14 trillion? Over $14 trillion? Jeez, that deficit clock is busted. Well, we knew it was happening. Nobody was balancing the budget. And health care, any of this stuff that we're talking about, you could point back to problems in the past that weren't dealt with. Immigration. Well, if we put our blinders on and we just say that we'll go in, ICE is going to crack down on businesses and we'll have some splashy arrests, then that'll look good. And we'll just put it on the shelf because it's too controversial to run on it. And if I'm near an election, I don't want to anger anybody in my base. I'm afraid it depends on where those votes are coming from. So it's easier to just dance away from it. And that's also the problem with not having term limits. If you have term limits, it's much better. It's better to have the term limits, I think, because I forget this bogusness about I can't get anything done in a short amount of time, so I'm running again and again and again and again and again and again and again. There's a thing called passing the baton, and when you do it well, it works. You win a gold medal. They can't pass the baton in Washington, for goodness sake. Of course they can. And if you had term limits and you only have a certain amount of time to achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, period, end of story, and you know that. You only have so much time. That's why with the governor, you only have so much time. Of course, you can wait and run again after some time has elapsed. Look at Jerry Brown. But Schwarzenegger, for example, who says he was addicted to being the governor of California, that's it. You're done, dude. It's over. Unless you're like Bloomberg, and then you just put it on the ballot. Oh, no, let's make it so that you could be elected three times. In Washington, tighter term limits, I think, would be a welcome thing. And then you would probably cut back on some of what I think is that power grab, which is part of the problem. It goes back to all the things that we're talking about. If you want to say that it's the elites, because it's the people with the money and the power that have the voices and have the attention of the people who are elected, because they get the audience with the people. Let's face it. Whoever it is, whatever senator, whatever congressperson, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to check the mailbag next.
Special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Benjamin Franklin said, in wine there is wisdom, in beer there is freedom, in water there is bacteria. Think about it, folks. All right, coming up, as I said, we're going to check the mail, but first, let's fly out to John in Missouri. Hey, John.
How are you doing tonight, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Oh, not bad. You were discussing the Republicans and stuff we've got in office now. And I can't really call myself a Republican, but I am a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me they're just kind of maybe another batch of the snakes we usually end up with.
Mm-hmm.
But if they really wanted to get my attention, instead of talking like they have been, why don't they just get rid of Air Pelosi? You know, fly coach, and they talk about cutting spending, get rid of all that stuff. That'd get my attention more than anything right now.
Yeah, I agree. That would get a lot of our attention, I think, if they would do that. You know, that the Pelosi, the amount of money, it's staggering. Of course, it was published all over the place that was spent flying back and forth to the coast. And John Boehner, he's flying coach. He doesn't care. He says, bring it on. I'm flying coach. So let's hope he keeps doing that. But I think there's a lot of fat they could cut out, and they're trying to trim some of it. I think they need to keep going in that direction, because how do you make up all that money?
Yeah, it wouldn't be very easy, because they stole a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Exactly. I agree, John. They need to do a lot of trimming. I mean, get out not just the scissors, get out get out the biggest saw you can find and start chopping away at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a big pair of them. I can send them up there. In fact, we're going up there, so I'll have to bring my hedge trimmers with me. But that's the problem. I mean, the problem was all of that, some of that reckless spending. A lot of it was reckless. You go back and you pour through it and you say, why this, why that? You know, they publish a whole thing of pork every year, and year after year, these volumes add up, and then it's, like I said, it's too late. Why don't they do something before then when it's, okay, it's a little bit out of control, let's reel it in, but they didn't do that. That's the big thing. John, thanks.
Thank you.
Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's shaking in your neck of the woods? What's the temperature in Illinois?
I'm driving in freezing rain. I'm going 35 miles an hour.
Really? Every time I talk to you, you're white-knuckling it somewhere. It's bad weather. Is it you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I went by two wrecks already.
Wow.
But it's freezing rain plus snow later on. But I seen that crackpot Palin's back at it again, and now she got the Jews all stirred up for comments. I think
yeah,
Obama,
Palin, you know what's interesting? Newt Gingrich came out and said about Sarah Palin, slow down. Be a lot more careful. That's what he told her. Slow down. Reel it in.
Obama uses health care and fly a medical team up there and have her examined. Hey, the rambling, you know, that's a psychotic rambling, and nobody knows what she said or can't understand what she meant. Yeah, I'd fly his team up there and have her examine him. We know she's got a gun, so take that away from her, too. You got that bubbling buffoon, Sean Hannity, egging her on. So that'll
oh, yeah, there. Hannity. Hannity did egg her on because she defended. He did. Of course, remember, it's infotainment. And what happened, and we're talking about some people listening, Sean Hannity had Sarah Palin on his show, and of course Sarah Palin defended the term blood libel, and really it just, more than anything, she got in the thick of it, because when you know, there's a saying called less is more, and if you're not really sure what you're talking about, it's better to not keep talking about the same thing, because you can't defend yourself, then you're stuck, and that's what happened, I think, to her.
You know, I don't see any Republicans stand up for her. And I think they're all going to try to shun her and get away from her as far as they can. Because they's out there nominating their chairman, and I didn't see her out there at all. So.
Oh, no. I think, again, she makes too much money on the talk circuit, and that's the whole thing. I can't imagine that she would go in any other direction. It doesn't make any sense because of the money that, you know. And here's the thing. Anything that she does, because she still is a phenomenon, Gingrich said it, he's right, that nobody else in American politics who throws something out on Facebook automatically has it become a national story, but she does. So that's why he was telling her, slow down and be careful what you're saying, because people are paying attention to it, and then she gets defensive, and then, you know, the whole story. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could see her when she's trying to defend herself. Well, she was mad. I mean, you could see the fire in her eyes.
Yeah.
But you go out in Vegas, put the money on the Bears?
Let me fly there now. Of course, when I lived in Vegas, I would have liked to have those odds in the beginning of the year. They were okay odds. You would have made some pretty good money.
Well, you make some good money. You got time to get out there and get her done. You'd be filthy rich.
Yeah, right. Thanks. I don't think filthy rich, when you got four teams left, you're not going to get filthy rich on any of those teams. It's in the beginning. They call it a future bet. And so even if you plunked down, you had some long shot, you plunked down, whatever, $25. If you had the longest of long shots, that's how you'll get a much better payout. I don't know what the Bears' odds were, but I think you still would have gotten pretty good money. Rick, we're going to let you fly. We're moving on to our next victim. That's Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I was only a couple of topics that you brought up, and I just wanted to let you know, the person from Tennessee. I hope you're listening. It was a great call about unity, because we all need to stick together, or surely we're going to hang separately. because I really feel that something's coming down the pike. I can't put my finger on it. As far as Sarah Palin, I think Ms. Sklar from CNN owes her an apology. She talked about the blood libel because they look, I'm disgusted at the way they took hold of the narrative immediately after the shooting and try to blame this woman for putting I'm just disgusted. I've listened to every show with about the gun control and the mental health issues. He had nothing to do with the NRA and people going after Glock and all this other stuff. But that's not why I called. I want to talk about that someday because I have some information on that whole thing. But in regards to the shooting, you have to look. They took the narrative and said, this is the way you should look at America. I think this is what you should do. Look into the history of Judge Roll. I think the man was assassinated. Now, it might be too much of a stretch to think that this nut job who put a bullet through her head. But I look at the decisions that Judge Roll was involved in, and you will see a patriot, someone that was going against the Obama administration that they had to get out of the way. And also, let me just leave it right there. Let's not delve, because Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, who was married to a guy named Greenberg who does some kind of pollster, her
yep.
chief of staff was the woman that was found in that burnt car in Washington,
yes.
D.C. That woman was murdered. We still have the fellow from that was found in a dumpster.
Yes.
All of this stuff was swept to the side. And the reason I bring all this up is because it has to be rehashed. We just seem to forget about all this stuff too soon. But it's very important to look into Judge Roll's background. And let me just say this also. People talk about vitriol and viciousness. Stanley Kurtz wrote the book Radical in Chief about Obama's socialist connections, how he got himself involved with the politics in Chicago and prior to that. All right, I am condemning the man, and I'm never, ever going to stop my vitriol. But you have to listen. You brought up that birth certificate issue. The Abercrombie's put his foot right in his mouth.
Yes.
Because the fellow Berg, who's been trying to get this exposed, the man was not born in America. He's not eligible to be president. He's stirring up a can of worms. I wouldn't be surprised if something happened to Abercrombie. But beyond all that, even though I sound like a right-wing nut job, I'm not. I want my country to survive, and I think something's coming down the pike. When you listen to what Bill Ayers said, I want to go back to Bill Ayers, who was very,
mm-hmm.
very close to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
He said, people like me, people like you that will not follow their socialist, Stalinist agenda, they need to be put in re-education camps. And he also said he wouldn't mind if 10 to 20 million of us Americans, people who don't think like them, 10 to 20 million of us were eradicated. That's what these people believe. They believe in birth control of the yin-yang, okay? They believe in getting rid of the population, getting rid of black folks, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, the eugenicists. That's what they believe. They want us out of the way. They don't want us in their way. That's the truth. So you want to talk about vitriol, Obama needs to look at Bill Ayers, his biggest supporter. Thanks, Kate.
Bill Ayers, too, for people who don't know, there's an interesting documentary out about Bill Ayers, and you can make up your own mind, but I think, Mark, the thread that I like that Mark was talking about is certainly when it comes to Bill Ayers, you know what he stood for, and I think ultimately he got a pass. But the issue of where we're headed as a country, we're not going to solve that in 1 hour or one show, my friends. Just keep believing.